See on a Friday, and Penny Fourie, our investigative journalist, is in with a whole lot of information about what's happening on the North Coast this week, or what's been happening. Nice to see you again, Penny.
Good morning, Dave, and good morning to all our listeners, and welcome to another edition of 88FM's Friday Focus, the weekly look at what mattered, what moved us, and what made the headlines. So this week, we're going to kick off with a big story, which is the audit by the National Energy Regulator, NERSA, into Kwadukuza Municipality's role as a licensed electricity distributor. Now, the 75-page report, which was tabled in council on Tuesday, lists serious findings and allegations of non-compliance. The probe followed calls from the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association, DOCRA, after the unprecedented blackouts that affected the North Coast from early December last year and stretched right through the festive season, costing the local economy millions. NERSA's audit has revealed deep problems inside the municipality's electrical engineering department, among them a 27% vacancy rate, multiple faults at substations and switching stations, and a failure to carry out basic maintenance. The report also found Kwadukuza has breached its license conditions by failing to give proper notice before disconnecting smaller power users. Most concerning are the energy losses, which amounted to nearly half a billion rand in the last financial year, with no formal plan to address them. Kwadukuza now faces possible penalties and has 14 days to respond to confidential issues before follow-up inspections take place. Now, for the full story, visit our website and listen to the latest episode of Uncensored, where DOCRA unpacked the findings and we asked the key question, does Kwadukuza have the capacity and the political will to act? And we'll continue to follow the story and bring you updates as they unfold. Now, from electricity woos in Kwadukuza.
Electricity woos. Woes.
Woes.
Woos is equally expressive.
Electricity woes in Kwadukuza. We turn to another service delivery challenge affecting South Africans, the ongoing backlog in driver's license cards. Now, earlier this year, the Department of Transport promised that the backlog of driving license cards would be cleared by December. And now, why the backlog? Because South Africa's one and only license card printer, a 27-year-old machine, broke down for 3 months. Yes, that's right. The entire country relies on one machine to print millions of cards. It's like running a whole bakery with one toaster. When the machine sputtered back to life in May, the department said it would need 4 to 6 months to catch up. But 3 months in, the maths wasn't looking good. The backlog was still sitting at over 500,000 cards, and at the pace they were going, the pile would only be cleared sometime in 2026. So what happens if your license expires before then? The good news, government has given motorists some breathing space. You can drive with an expired card for up to 3 months as long as you can prove you've applied for a new one. And for now, you won't have to pay the 72 rand fee for a temporary license. That fine holiday continues until your shiny new car finally lands in your hand. Meanwhile, the bigger drama is who actually gets to print these cards in the future. A flashy new smart card tender was announced last year, but that's now on ice after questions about dodgy procurement. The matter is in court and the department wants Home Affairs to step in and take over printing until the dust settles. So yes, in true South African style, we're still waiting for the license machine saga to clear the red tape. Until then, keep your application slip in the cubbyhole. It might just be your best friend at a roadblock.
They want the Department of Home Affairs to start. The Department of Home Affairs.
So blind leading the blind.
I mean, have you been to the Department of Home Affairs?
Yes.
And we keep hearing good news. We are now doing this and that, the next thing. There's no evidence of it.
I have yet to see it, but.
I'm serious. I've been to a couple of times to Tongaat, and it is a dog and pony show of epic proportion. It is shocking, to put it mildly. Mind you, why do I sound surprised? It's a government department. The guys are falling out of buildings now. Well, yeah.
Don't go down that road.
We won't go down that road.
But slippery rabbit hole for now.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Many South Africans are still waiting for the licenses. Another pressing road safety issue is emerging here in KwaZulu-Natal, the illegal use of blue lights on the roads. KwaZulu-Natal Transport MEC, Siboniso Duma, at a media briefing, says the province will be clamping down on the illegal use of blue lights. He's warning that reckless convoys are putting lives at risk and fueling lawlessness on the roads. Now, this follows an incident in September when road traffic inspector officers stopped a municipal convoy transporting the Nonongoma deputy mayor in Mshlanga. The convoy of cars were fitted with flashing blue, green and white lights, a clear violation of the National Road Traffic Act. Duma described it as the rise of the blue light mafia. Blue lights are strictly reserved for police, traffic officials, and the military police. Green is for disaster management, and white lights are limited to registered security vehicles. The drivers in the convoy initially claimed to be security guards, but couldn't provide proof. The lights were confiscated, and a warning was issued. The Nongoma acting municipal manager admitted they weren't aware of the regulations. And now the MEC says the department will now run an awareness campaign during Transport Month and stress that anyone misusing emergency lights will face strict enforcement. So we're going to welcome that and see how that enforcement is going to take place. Very, very interesting update on that. And on the segment of traffic, Kodikuza's long-delayed traffic light repairs are now expected to begin. By the end of October, Kwadikuza residents were finally being given a time frame for when work will begin on the town's failing traffic light network. At a public meeting chaired by Ward 22 Councillor Privy McCann in Salt Rock this week, a representative for the municipality's electrical unit said repairs are expected to start by the end of October. For the past year, traffic lights across the area have been steadily declining, creating daily gridlock, costing motorists time and money, and raising serious safety concerns. The breakdown hasn't just been technical, it's also political. Responsibility for the network is split between SANRAL, the Department of Transport, and Kwadikuza. In the past, KDM handled the repairs and claimed the money back, but that arrangement collapsed after non-payments. Since then, new service level agreements have been stuck in negotiation, leaving intersections dark and residents frustrated. At Tuesday's meeting, the KDM official confirmed that those agreements have now been drafted and are under discussion. Residents were told that work should begin by the end of October, a commitment many hope will finally bring relief to intersections that have become symbols of gridlock and government inaction.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Symbols of the government in action. Pardon the pun. In action.
Yeah. And we're going to actually do a countdown. So we're going to be monitoring this and keep them very much accountable to what they committed. And finally, from gridlock to goodwill, we end this morning's segment with a story about how the North Coast community can come together for a cause that matters this weekend. Her name is Opal. We've actually aired this story a few times. She's a 45-year-old called the world's loneliest orangutan. For decades, she's lived alone in a barren enclosure at the Natal Zoological Gardens near Maritzburg. No trees to climb on, no companions, just a few poles in a concrete pen. Animal rights group Ban Animal Trading, the organization behind the campaign to get Opal checked out, have fought for her release for more than 10 years. A petition gathered over 82,000 signatures, but Opal's still waiting. This weekend, Belita's monthly Rock Up and Run event is turning orange for Opal. It's not just a fun run or a walk, it's a chance for the Dolphin Coast community to come together and give her future. There are three routes to choose from, but the real finish line is this: raising the funds to secure an independent veterinary assessment, because that one step could open the door for Opal to finally be relocated to a sanctuary. And the event is free. Afterwards, there'll be raffle prizes and supporters can donate, connect, and learn more about how to help. As Nikki Arthur from the North Coast Get Vocal for Opal campaign said, she can't ask for this for herself, but we can. So here's the appeal. If you live on the North Coast, show up this Sunday. The fun run starts at 7 a.m. outside Hops. You wear orange, bring your energy, your compassion, your voice, and be part of something bigger. And that's it for this week's Friday Focus on 88 FM.
Whoa, are you going to be running in support of Opal?
Yes, in orange.
In orange?
Yes.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
It's a nice color. And I think there's probably going to be lots more orange in evidence, hopefully going forward, when our political elites, those that have been helping themselves to the fat of the land, eventually find their way to their rightful destination.
Yeah. Well, the NEC from the ANC announced they're going to be doing these surprise visits to all the local municipalities, kicking off now, and doing these little spot checks to see how service delivery is going on. So they can actually come and check out the traffic lights next month and see how that is going.
You see, so Penny Fourie will be back again in a week's time. But don't forget the podcast, that is Uncensored with Penny Fourie. Very interesting conversation was this week. All available to you on Catch Up and Demand on our podcast platform. Uncensored with Penny Fourie is a must. It's being widely circulated because you have the right to know. And Penny will be back in a week's time with another Friday wrap-up. Thank you, Penny.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, everyone. Have a